I'm going to read from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 12 and verse 16, just portions of the scripture. Verse 12 says, I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the chest with a golden girdle, and he had in his right hand seven stars. John was an overcomer when it came to the antagonist who had taken the field against Christ and his church, although it appeared that John was in great danger. There was no need for fear, seeing Christ was in the midst of his church, and his leaders were in his right hand, John had no reason to fear. We have a saying that example is better than precept. From John, we are privileged to have both the example and the precept. Remarkable as his witness was in length and influence, the Lord did not exhaust all of his power in the endowment of the one he loved. What he did for John and through John, he is able to do for us, if only we are determined to abide in the will of God, as the Apostle John did. During his time spent with our Lord, we see him at the Lord's table, leaning on the bosom of Jesus. I have already hinted at the formation of the character which brought him there. Would we like to have the same privilege of intimacy? Do we desire to live nearer to him than all others? To speak to him and he reply to us? Then we must be disciples, such as John was, because his secret can be ours. The Christ that John knew was the one of experience, the one he had seen and heard and handled. To the apostle, he was a friend, a light, a love, and dwelling in him. Believers come to resemble him. Perhaps the sum of John's teachings for our hearts and minds today is that heaven is to be in the presence of Christ. For the Christian who have become like him, can see him as he is. John's life illustrates that the image of Jesus is most clearly seen and reflected by those who respond most to his love. Oh, how much do we owe John? It is he who leads us into fellowship with our Lord. It is he who brings us to see his pity for us in our sins, his sympathy with us in our sorrow and bereavement. It is he who has shown us how to keep our love for the Master, and that our yielding to and resting in his love, that we are blessed. Can we not learn a lesson, a valuable lesson on the great theme of divine grace? As we meditate upon the most spiritual development which John experienced, we think of his intolerance, his party spirit, his religious rivalry, of his resentment mood that would call down fire on the Samaritans, and of Christ's censure of all such ill-directed zeal and fire-breathing spirit. John was delivered of that as he beheld his Lord. As in a mirror, John was changed into his image, for the love of Christ shone steadily above all of the disciples' personal interests, and became like him as the results of his transfiguring power and overmastering love. Before I step away from the microphone, I'd like to add that we may think ourselves unlikely, unworthy material to be changed, as was the Apostle John. But what God has done for others, he will do for you. I know he turned the water into wine, but he can turn your wine into house rent and grocery money. Let him do it. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.